The crimson sun peering through the clouds. The dewy drops propped on to the little flowers. There is a fragrance in this windy mist. And the sky is so clear. This is a new beginning to a new year. Swami, as we celebrate this new year, our hearts brimming with joy and bliss, the Institute Brass Band, instituted by you, Swami, completes 35 glorious years. Today, your band boys would like to thank you for every chance you have given us to perform for you. As we march on to the new decade, please help us forget the past, but carry on the lessons from it. Worry not about the future, but prepare for it, and cherish the present, for it is omnipresent. Today, we would like to offer at thy lotus feet a musical offering, strung together by our expressions of our love for you, Swami. The epithet Shankara refers to the Lord of auspiciousness. Praying for an auspicious beginning to a new year, we would like to offer our first piece, a bhajan, Shankara Shiva Shankara.
In life, we always look out for that one person, one friend with whom we can share all our feelings, joys and sorrows. When we are in school, we believe that our school friends are our true friends and will surely tag along for a lifetime. We grow up to go to college and our perspective of friendship changes. We now are assured that our college friends are indeed our true friends and will last a lifetime. And then one fine day, problems knock on our doors. We realize that there are no friends to turn to. Swami, you alone are our true friend, who will stand by us through every tempest and fair weather, wipe our tears and lift us up as we stumble. We offer our next piece to our best friend and companion, our beloved Swami.
As we join Swami's institutions, we aspire to somehow please Swami. Do something to grab his attention and bring a smile on his face. So we begin to try things which we never did before. Students who never saw a play start to act. Those who hardly played a game go on and become athletic champions. People who shuddered at the thought of public speaking go on and grab the cultural championship of the year. All this just to get another chance with the Lord. At the end, when we perform for Him, He watches us like a proud mother and treats us like His heroes. Swami, it was You who gave us all the confidence, strength, courage, and motivation and brought out the superhero within us. The next piece is a theme from Iron Man 3. It is in the gratitude to our beloved Lord for bringing out the superhero within us and making us His heroes.
Under the blazing sun or in the pouring rain, through the chilly winter nights or in the gentle breeze of spring, they choose to stand still without batting an eyelid or twitching a muscle. We salute those valiant sons of Bharat, the jawans of the Indian Army, under whose watchful gaze we sleep peacefully every night. May this new year assure in peace and happiness to these brave hearts who are willing to lay down their lives for the motherland. Our next piece, titled Rakshagan, is an ode to these unsung heroes, the jawans of the Indian Army.
as much as it marks the end, it also marks the beginning of a new decade. It's the decade filled with beautiful stops on the way. A decade filled with beautiful moments. Moments that made you smile. Moments that brought a torrent of tears. Moments that made you question. Moments that made you what you are. At this momentous juncture, which marks both the commencement and culmination, it is finally time to look back as you look ahead. It is finally the time to make these memories into experiences and these experiences into lessons. It is time for final countdown.
सत्यस्वरूपाय नमः ॐ श्री साई सत्य धर्म परायणाय नमः ॐ श्री साई वरदाय नमः ॐ श्री साई सत्पुरुषाय नमः ॐ श्री साई सत्य गुणात्मने नमः ॐ श्री साई साधुवर्धनाय नमः ॐ श्री साई साधुजन पोषणाय नमः ॐ श्री साई सर्वज्ञाय नमः ॐ श्री साई सर्वजनप्रियाय नमः ఓం శ్రీ సాయి సర్వశక్తిమూర్తయే నమః. ఓం శ్రీ సాయి సర్వేశాయ నమః. ఓం శ్రీ సాయి సర్వసంగ పరిత్యాగినే నమః. ఓం శ్రీ సాయి సర్వాంతర్యామినే నమః. ఓం శ్రీ సాయి మహిమాత్మనే నమః. ఓం శ్రీ సాయి మహేశ్వర స్వరూపాయ నమః. ఓం శ్రీ సాయి పర్తిగ్రామోద్భవాయ నమః. ఓం శ్రీ సాయి పర్తిక్షేత్ర నివాసినే నమః. ఓం శ్రీ సాయి శక్తాయ శిరిడివాసినే నమః. ఓం శ్రీ సాయి జోడి ఆదిపల్లి సోమప్పాయ నమః. ఓం శ్రీ సాయి భారద్వాజ ఋషి గోత్రాయ నమః. ఓం శ్రీ సాయి భక్తవత్సలాయ నమః. ఓం శ్రీ సాయి అపాంగరాత్మనే నమః. ఓం శ్రీ సాయి అవతారమూర్తయే నమః. ఓం శ్రీ సాయి సర్వభయ నివారిణే నమః. ఓం శ్రీ సాయి ఆపస్తంభ సూత్రాయ నమః. ఓం శ్రీ సాయి అభయప్రదాయ నమః. ఓం శ్రీ సాయి రత్నాకర వంశోద్భవాయ నమః. ఓం శ్రీ సాయి శిరిడి సాయి అభేద శక్తి అవతారాయ నమః. ఓం శ్రీ సాయి శంకరాయ నమః. ఓం శ్రీ సాయి శిరిడి సాయి మూర్తయే నమః. ఓం శ్రీ సాయి ద్వారకామాయి వాసినే నమః. ఓం శ్రీ సాయి చిత్రావతి తటపుటపర్తి విహారిణే నమః. ఓం శ్రీ సాయి శక్తి ప్రదాయ నమః. ఓం శ్రీ సాయి శరణాగత త్రాణాయ నమః. ఓం శ్రీ సాయి ఆనందాయ నమః. ఓం శ్రీ సాయి ఆనందదాయ నమః. ఓం శ్రీ సాయి ఆర్త్రత్రాణపరాయణాయ నమః. ఓం శ్రీ సాయి అనాథనాథాయ నమః. ఓం శ్రీ సాయి అసహాయ సహాయాయ నమః. ఓం శ్రీ సాయి లోకబాంధవాయ నమః. ఓం శ్రీ సాయి లోకరక్షాపరాయణాయ నమః. ఓం శ్రీ సాయి లోకనాథాయ నమః. ఓం శ్రీ సాయి దీనజన పోషణాయ నమః. ఓం శ్రీ సాయి మూర్తిత్రయ స్వరూపాయ నమః. ఓం శ్రీ సాయి ముక్తిప్రదాయ నమః. ఓం శ్రీ సాయి కలుష విదూరాయ నమః. ఓం శ్రీ సాయి కరుణాకరాయ నమః. ఓం శ్రీ సాయి సర్వాధారాయ నమః. ఓం శ్రీ సాయి సర్వహృద్వాసినే నమః. ఓం శ్రీ సాయి సర్వపుణ్యఫలప్రదాయ నమః. ఓం శ్రీ సాయి సర్వపాపక్షయకరాయ నమః. ఓం శ్రీ సాయి సర్వరోగనివారిణే నమః. ఓం శ్రీ సాయి సర్వబాధహరాయ నమః. ఓం శ్రీ సాయి అనంతనుతకర్తృణే నమః. ఓం శ్రీ సాయి ఆదిపురుషాయ నమః. ఓం శ్రీ సాయి ఆదిశక్తయే నమః. ఓం శ్రీ సాయి అపరూప శక్తినే నమః. ఓం శ్రీ సాయి అవ్యక్త రూపిణే నమః. ఓం శ్రీ సాయి కామక్రోధధ్వంసినే నమః. ఓం శ్రీ సాయి కనకాంబరధారిణే నమః. ఓం శ్రీ సాయి అద్భుత చరణాయ నమః. ఓం శ్రీ సాయి ఆపద్భాంధవాయ నమః. ఓం శ్రీ సాయి ప్రేమాత్మనే నమః. ఓం శ్రీ సాయి ప్రేమమూర్తయే నమః. ఓం శ్రీ సాయి ప్రేమప్రదాయ నమః. ఓం శ్రీ సాయి ప్రియాయ నమః. ఓం శ్రీ సాయి భక్తప్రియాయ నమః. ఓం శ్రీ సాయి భక్తమందారాయ నమః. ఓం శ్రీ సాయి భక్తజన హృదయ విహారాయ నమః. ఓం శ్రీ సాయి భక్తజన హృదయాలయాయ నమః. ఓం శ్రీ సాయి భక్తపరాధీనాయ నమః. ఓం శ్రీ సాయి భక్తి జ్ఞాన ప్రదీపాయ నమః. ఓం శ్రీ సాయి భక్తి జ్ఞాన ప్రజాయ నమః. ఓం శ్రీ సాయి సుజ్ఞాన మార్గదర్శకాయ నమః. ఓం శ్రీ సాయి జ్ఞాన స్వరూపాయ నమః. ఓం శ్రీ సాయి గీతా బోధకాయ నమః. ఓం శ్రీ సాయి జ్ఞాన సిద్ధితాయ నమః. ఓం శ్రీ సాయి సుందర రూపాయ నమః. ఓం శ్రీ సాయి పుణ్య పురుషాయ నమః. ఓం శ్రీ సాయి బలప్రదాయ నమః. ఓం శ్రీ సాయి పురుషోత్తమాయ నమః. ఓం శ్రీ సాయి పురాణ పురుషాయ నమః. ఓం శ్రీ సాయి అతీతాయ నమః. ఓం శ్రీ సాయి కాలాతీతాయ నమః. ఓం శ్రీ సాయి సిద్ధిరూపాయ నమః. ఓం శ్రీ సాయి సిద్ధ సంకల్పాయ నమః. ఓం శ్రీ సాయి ఆరోగ్యప్రదాయ నమః. ఓం శ్రీ సాయి అన్నవస్త్రదాయ నమః. ఓం శ్రీ సాయి సంసార దుఃఖక్షయకరాయ నమః. ఓం శ్రీ సాయి సర్వాభీష్టప్రదాయ నమః. ఓం శ్రీ సాయి కళ్యాణ గుణాయ నమః. ఓం శ్రీ సాయి కర్మధ్వంసినే నమః. ఓం శ్రీ సాయి సాధు మానస శోభితాయ నమః. ఓం శ్రీ సాయి సర్వమత సమ్మతాయ నమః. ఓం శ్రీ సాయి సాధు మానస పరిశోధకాయ నమః. ఓం శ్రీ సాయి సాధకానుగ్రహ వట వృక్ష ప్రతిష్టాపకాయ నమః. ఓం శ్రీ సాయి సకల సంశయహరాయ నమః. ఓం శ్రీ సాయి సకల తత్వ బోధకాయ నమః. ఓం శ్రీ సాయి యోగీశ్వరాయ నమః. ఓం శ్రీ సాయి యోగీంద్ర వందితాయ నమః. ఓం శ్రీ సాయి సర్వమంగళకరాయ నమః. ఓం శ్రీ సాయి సర్వసిద్ధిప్రదాయ నమః. ఓం శ్రీ సాయి ఆపన్నివారిణే నమః. ఓం శ్రీ సాయి ఆర్తిహరాయ నమః. ఓం శ్రీ సాయి శాంతమూర్తయే నమః. ఓం శ్రీ సాయి సులభ ప్రసన్నాయ నమః. ఓం శ్రీ సాయి భగవాన్ శ్రీ సత్య సాయి బాబాయ నమః. ఓం శాంతి శాంతి శాంతిః.
Swami, on this unique occasion of January 1st, 2020 and Prema Bandham, we offer our loving pranams at the divine lotus feet. On behalf of millions of devotees across the universe, Swami, we have been fortunate enough to assemble at your lotus feet once again, year after year, owing to your immense love and grace. We are really grateful to you. Please bless us. Bhagwan, on this occasion, we have only one prayer, a prayer which says, let this 2020 be a year filled with Sai. What do we mean by filled with Sai? Filled with thoughts that are devoid of selfishness and full of divine expressions. That we speak words which does not hurt anyone. That we speak words which are nothing but Namasmaran. That we do deeds as per your code of conduct. That we do deeds which are for service of humanity. Swami, if we were to conduct with your blessings, this will ensure that we walk on the right path, the Sai path, the entire year as commanded by you. Fellow pilgrims at the Lotus Feet, Sai Ram to all of you and wish you all a holy year 2020. As we commence our Prema Bandham celebration, it's my pleasure to introduce the alumnus speaker for the day, Karthik Ramesh. Karthik Ramesh is Swami's MBA student, 2005-07, and currently the India head of Standard Chartered Bank Open Banking Innovation Lab and is part of SEB Global Tech Strategy and Open Banking Leadership Team. Some of the leadership positions he has held are Chief of Staff and Senior Director, Damac Holdings, Dubai, Vice President and Head of Business Planning and Strategy, CEO Office, Standard Chartered Bank, Head Cloud Management Practices, Lysis Technologies, Salesforce, Global Client Partner and Strategic EA to Dun & Bradstreet. By Swami's grace, it's been a great year for him. He has been awarded multiple awards in 2019. He has been awarded Transformation Leader of the Year 2019. He has been awarded for the most innovative bank in Middle East, Nepal, and various other awards. Karthik has been an active Balivka student, has been a Mandir singer, and has been an active member of Sai organization both in India and in international scene. Swami also personally mentored him to speak in his divine presence for occasions in Prashanthi Nilayam, including Yugadi, Guru Punima, and during Prashanthi Vidwan Mahasabha. Over to Karthik Ramesh.
Pitatvameva Tvameva Bandhushcha Sakhatvameva Tvameva Vidya Dravinam Tvameva Tvameva Sarvam Mama Deva Deva Shri Sai Devam. Om Shri Sai Ram. Offering my most loving and humble prayerful salutations at the divine lotus feet of our most beloved Bhagwan. It is a very emotional moment for me, for today being the Gregorian New Year, start of the year 2020, 1st Jan, we as the alumni of Sri Satya Sai Institute of Higher Learning assemble here year after year to renew our lease of love, devotion and faith with Bhagwan Sri Satya Sai Baba. In this age of internet, when we come for Prema Bandhanam, we switch off the internet and turn on the internet of our Bandhanam with Sai. We turn off the 4G and turn on the 5G. The five good values of Satya, Dharma, Shanti, Prema, Ahimsa, which Swami has so beautifully taught us. And we completely connect to Swami with all of our families. I'm reminded of what Socrates was once asked as a question, and he replied. He said, Socrates, do you know everything? And Socrates The great scholar responded, I don't know anything, but I only know one thing. And then the questioner asked him this, so what is that one thing which you know? And he said, the only one thing I know is that I don't know anything. And I can tell you, you know, hand on heart, on behalf of all the alumni, every year, year after year, I've been very fortunate to, be visiting Puttaparthi for every alumni meet. And it has been purely Swami's grace, which we see as a manifestation of a great miracle in terms of the loving expressions which we students get to offer back. 20 years back, before I became a student of Swami, I was headed to Whitefield Ashram in a metropolitan bus. And within the bus, my mind was undergoing a lot of turbulation. It was basically strategizing. You know, as a devotee, you always cherish the token number one so that you can sit in the first line. And when Bhagwan comes near you, you get darshan, sparshan and sambhashan. But as Swami willed it, by the time I reached Whitefield, the music had started. And till that day, 2000, that was my very initial year with Swami. My only role model till that day, apart from Swami, was the Sai student. I dressed like a Sai student, I walked like a Sai student, I tried to speak like a Sai student. And possibly this came to my rescue because the Sevadal mistakenly thought that I was an old student. And he ushered me inside and made me sit in the first row of, you know, the old student block. And it was Swami's inimitable style and will that he walked to me. He blessed me, got the darshan, got the sparshan of his feet. And when I wanted to engage in sambhashan, saying, Swami, I want to be a Sai student, Swami said, shh. The second attempt I made, again Swami said, shh. The third time I said, I realized, oh my God, if I say that I am not a student, I will get caught. Right, so I prayed to Swami, at least for this reason, Swami, make me a Sai student, because your sankalpa has to be Vajra Sankalpa. 5 years later then, in 2005, when Swami graciously permitted me to join the institute, in a personal interview, I was wondering, what is Swami going to ask me? What is he going to address me as? Is he going to say Karthik? Is he going to look at me as a Balvika student? Is he going to look at me as a youth? What is he going to ask me? The first thing Swami told me is, are you an old student of Swami? And this was so beautiful, you know, in the message. And then Swami said something even more, full of pity of meaning. He said, first MBA pass. Ipo second MBA panna. Your first MBA is over. Now you do the real MBA at the institute, right? And then Swami said, the first MBA which brought you here is mind on Baba always. So prema bandhanam is that beautiful occasion. You know, I was just introspecting yesterday. Prema Bandhanam. We all come here with our Bandhanam to express our Prema to Swami. It is that very Prema of Swami which is our eternal Bandhanam. And if I have to rewind back to just 20 weeks back, so 2020 reminded me of two incidents. The second one being 20 weeks back when I came for the mid-year alumni meet. We had a fantastic session in the institution. And I was headed back to an international location in Singapore. And from Singapore, I was flying to Colombo and I was seated in the flight. And sometimes Swami reminds us, you know, that work is worship. And I can say this, you know, maybe it is true for a lot of devotees and alumni. Sometimes we get so engaged in work that we think that the work, the worldly duty is the worship. And we think the duty which we are doing is God, which is also correct. Right? But Swami said, God is your duty. Duty is God. And your work is to worship Sai all the time. But I forgot to pray to Swami before the flight took off. And I was seated at the beginning of the flight, at the front of the flight. The nick of second, when the seatbelt sign was asked to be finally turned on, I just got up. I took the Rudraksh which Swami had given me and I quickly chanted the Gayatri for 9 times. And I sat down. The flight picked up speed. At takeoff, I heard a loud explosion and in front of my eyes, because I was seated right in front of the plane, I could see the engine catch fire on both the sides. So it is really, and that is the reason I was so emotional at the beginning. For me, coming year after year, 12 years later, to come back here today to be with Swami, to enjoy the divine love, the Prema Bandhanam, is something which, you know, I will always cherish. But for Sai students, the Prema Bandhanam starts on 1st of Jan 2020. Every second today, I can say, we live with the feeling of Prema Bandhanam. Today in most of the countries, and Swami's grace, when I travel internationally, I am always able to connect back, get that Bandhanam to Sai, because there is always a Sai alumni there. There is always a Sai devotee who is waiting to receive us there. That is the true Prema Bandhanam. 2 years back, 2018, I was in what we call as a dream run in a career. I had reached a CXO position in a very large multinational, truly a millionaire job, working for the fourth richest person in the Middle East. And I say this with humility because it is only Swami's grace which can enable such achievements. But more than a year after into the role, I remembered what one of our MBA teachers had told us. He told us that there is no such thing in business such as moral dilemma. You cannot have a dilemma about morals. You just have to follow the morals. There is no second thought about it. And I realized the direction which my chairman wanted to take and the company was taking was not in line with Swami's teachings. And I literally walked away from a million dirham job from Dubai. The destination was Puttaparthi Prema Bandhanam 2018. I was battered inside because of a year long of strenuous work, sleepless nights. Performed very well in the corporate, but it had taken a toll on my health. And I was seated right at the back of our alumni here in Prema Bandhanam. And I heard and listened and watched with ecstasy the way our alumni brothers were expressing their love to Swami. And that recharged me. That rejuvenated me. And that gave me a fresh lease of life. At the end of the Prema Bandhanam, at East Prashanti, my mother called me. She had come with me. And she said, a day should come when you come back to Prashanti Nilayam. You keep coming to Prema Bandhanam, but you come back to Prema Bandhanam. You tell the world that you walked the talk of Swami's values and reached even more greater peaks in your careers. And it is only and only Bhagwan's grace and love and blessings on not just me, but all of our alumni, which takes us to greater and greater corporate successes. With over 5 national and international awards, I can only say that the greatest reward that Swami has given me is to call me his student. But who is a Sai student? Is Prema Bandhanam just a congregation of the alumni? Is it just all of us coming here, assembling, sitting and listening to students? Who is a Sai student? So yesterday I asked Swami this question as I was meditating in the bhajan hall. Swami, who is a Sai student? And Swami reminded me, Sai is see always inside. That is the Sai. Student. See always inside, Sai through unity of seva, divinity of sadhana, and then you will get enlightenment. You will enter the nirvikalpa samadhi state and you will get transformed. Your job is not to transform others. You as a student, transform yourself, be an example to others. That is a Sai student. Swami himself has quoted, the universe is the greatest university. Mother nature is the greatest teacher. But one's own nature gives the true education, and that true education is nothing but Atma Vidya. And I also remember one of our teachers saying, this university of Swami of universe is open university. All of us are eligible as Sai devotees. We have courses such as BA, be always aware of Swami. We have BSc, be spiritually conscious. We have MSc, master your senses and realize your conscience. We have MA, master the awareness at every moment. And MBA, mind, body, atma on Swami always. And if we follow all this, we all become eligible for PhD, which is purity, humanity and divinity. So once again, extending on behalf of all the alumni, a very warm welcome on this occasion of Prema Bandhanam. I remember, and I want to share very quickly, my admission experience. As I told you, I waited for 5 long years, despite having a blemishless academic record, topping at all levels of 10th standard, 12th standard, being a university gold medalist. Swami denied admission to me for 4 years. He made me intensify my sadhana to an extent that I had to cry, Swami, please make me a student of yours. And it was the year 2005, 8th May, when I had ventured into the corporate by then for 4 years before joining Swami's college. And I was working for a leading IT company in Bangalore. I met with an accident where I fractured my hand and I broke my spinal cord. 1 week before the exam, I was 26 years old, possibly the age limit for the MBA. And I prayed to Swami, I cried to Swami, yet again you denied me an opportunity 5 times in a row. In that year, my mother again traveled with me. I came to the entrance examination. I gave a blank paper. And all I could do with my left hand, because my right hand was fractured, I just smeared vibhuti on every paper. I did not do well in the group discussion. I got disqualified in the group discussion. But I was still given a chance in the interview. When I finally came back to Chennai, I get a call from the university saying I've been selected. And this was a miracle, because when I joined the institution and when Swami gave me that interview, he asked me, how did you get admission in this university? He said, it is not because of your gold medal, your marks and your, you know, your achievements. It is only the grace marks of Sai which has got you admission into Sai University. We have such a big duty as devotees and loving children of Sai. And I'm reminded again during my MBA days, our greatest duty, Swami says, love and serve your parents as God. It was my second year of MBA, January 2016, and Swami had come for darshan in the car. As he completed the round, he left through the East Prashanti gate and straight went to Whitefield. The word which was spreading around, and Swami often tests us, he trains us, he teaches us the right way through example, and apparently he was not very happy with the Puttaparthi boys. And I came to know this because that night I got a call from my mom. And my mom said, your father has stage 4 cancer. He is admitted in Apollo Chennai. And there is no hope for any cure. Can you please come down to Chennai so that you can perform the last rites? At this time, somehow I mustered courage, went to the teachers, requested them to give me permission to go and see Swami. I was given permission to go to Whitefield, but I was made to stand literally in no man's land, neither allowed to sit in Darshan Hall, nor enter Trai Vrindavan, though I was part of Bhajan group, simply because Swami said, I don't want to see any Puttaparthi boy. That day, Swami did not come for Darshan. Bhajans went on for more than 2 hours. At 6 PM, the light turned on in Trai Vrindavan on the first floor. And everybody said, it's time for Aarti. As Aarti was being sung, my heart sank and I could visualize my father dying. Swami came down. And as he was approaching on the path to the Sai Ramesh Hall, he called me, he admonished me from, hey, Puttaparthi boy, why are you here? And I rushed to Swami, and before I could say anything, he said, go, po, Chennai po, go, go. And when Swami says go, it is like the divine revolver shooting a bullet. You just have to go. So I just ran like crazy without knowing where I was running, even without waiting for Swami to materialize vibhuti. Somebody came running behind and said, Swami, materialize vibhuti, you didn't even collect it from Swami. I said, Swami said go, so I just went. I spent 2 days with my father in Apollo ICU. And the Sai organization was so helpful at that time. The doctors who were part of the medical seva there all came and helped my father. The vibhuti transformed my father's health, and a dying patient on ventilator revived in 2 days. And I came back to Puttaparthi. Sai incidents, not coincidence. Swami also came back to Puttaparthi from Whitefield. And I was seated in the, I just rushed to the bhajan hall. As a bhajan singer, I could go and sit there near the simhasan. I sat there. Swami came in, looked at me and said, Upar kisi ko jana tha, nahi gaya, Sai leke aya. Somebody had to go up. His time was up. But Swami brought him back to life. Post that, Swami cured my father of cancer 2 times. The second time, he asked my father to undergo a surgery. And at the end of the surgery, he told me, you know why Swami did this? I did not do this for you or your father. By the way, brothers and sisters, my father was an atheist. He never believed in God. Forget believing in Swami. The second time, Swami cured him of cancer and extended his life by 3 years. And by that time, I had become an alumni. The third time he got cancer, I was seated in the old student block. Swami again canceled his cancer. 3 consecutive times, Swami canceled cancer for my father. And the third time, when his time was up, Swami sent me a personal message through one of the brothers. Tell Karthik that he throughout his life thought his father is not a devotee. His father is not believing in Swami. But Sai loves everybody. And his father has reached Swami's lotus feet. This is the power of Prema Bandhanam. It extends not only to us as students or devotees, to our families or non-believers. So brothers and sisters, let us stop judging. Oh, he is a devotee, he is not a devotee. Let me bring him. Let us bring everybody to enjoy the divine grace and love of Bhagwan. On another occasion, during my MBA, I remember I was admonishing Swami inside. You know, we have this heartfelt relation with him. He said, Swami, you spoke to me everywhere, but you didn't speak to me in the bhajan hall. And it was an unnecessary desire and prayer. 4:58, before the bhajan started, Swami called me. 5 o'clock bhajans used to start. Swami asked me, Amma ebdi irukka? How is your mother? And it was the time my father was diagnosed with cancer. I said, Swami, Amma illa appa. Swami said, hey, how is your mother? Then he said, okay, go sit and sing. After bhajans, when I went back to hostel, something told me that something is not okay. I went and called my sister. And my sister says she was in the hospital in the ICU. Exactly at 4:58 p.m. that day, my mother had collapsed. And I will extend this experience by telling you, at that time in the bhajan hall, there was another boy from the music college. Hearing Swami ask me about his mother, he said, Swami, my mother is suffering from diabetes, Swami. And Swami immediately materialized a chain and gave it and said, put it on her neck, she will completely become all right. I met this brother in Bahrain on Swami's birthday and he told me till date, since that day, his mother has no sugar problem. Swami's love and protection extends to the entire family. And it is our duty, therefore, as devotees and students, to always love and serve our parents as God. I also want to now touch upon what happened after my MBA. Like many other students, I nurtured this desire to serve Swami personally, to be with his vicinity, to always work in the trust, to do a PhD. So I strategized in my second year. Let me come up with the fattest ever MBA report. So I prepared such a big MBA report, and I was sure that it will catch Swami's attention, and I sat right at the front of where our brothers are seated now. And Swami came for darshan and sat there. And as Swami willed it, the first person to call, Divine Leela, he called me. And my plan was to ask Swami, Swami, MBA over, Swami, MBA mudinjuduthu, can I do PhD? Before I could say anything, Swami said, thesis aipoyinda, PhD over, ah? And all my plan became complan, and I could not do anything. And I said, Swami, but then Swami said, bahar jao, job karo, yahan pe bhi aao, sai ki seva karo. Go outside, work, and work as if it is not an office, work as if it is Swami's organization. Work as if it is Swami's own brothers around you. And following that, next day, Swami was distributing watches to all the boys who were leaving. As Swami willed again, I was the last person and the watches got over. And Swami looked at me and said, I put in the watch, I had no watches. Then I said, Swami, I only need you. And Swami stretches, don't worry, I will give you a job tomorrow. The next day, I got a call from the CEO of possibly one of the oldest multinational companies in the world. And he called me and he said, Karthik, I remember you spoke in front of Swami. And on that day, I made a commitment to Swami that, Swami, if you are able to randomly pull out alumni and students from the crowd and make them stand in front of you, make them perform, dance, sing, speak, just like that. If I get these boys to my company, what a great transformation they will bring. And he said, Karthik, so please come and collect your offer letter. There is no interview for you. But that was just the beginning. Following that, there were already a couple of alumni in the company. 50 of us Swami students joined that company. And over a period of 7 years, the company literally transformed to Swami's organization. Imagine an American multinational company in the boardroom. Every Thursday, without fail, we would do Vedam and Bhajans. We would do Seva. Our corporate social responsibility, our CEO being Swami's devotee, he said, this is not CSR. This is ISR. This is individual Sai responsibility. It is Sai's responsibility on you that you individually and collectively come as alumni and do Seva. Every year we would come and we would do Parthi Yatra. We would show Swami. We got chances, thanks to the trust, to work with the Books and Publication Trust, with the Mobile Trust, with the Central Trust on various IT-related initiatives. We got opportunities in the university. It was a dream. Nothing short of a dream. Today, by Swami's grace, the same, another multinational bank which I work in, we have more than 100 students of Swami, 100 alumni, not just from Puttaparthi, but from all our campuses, including our sisters from Anandpur. And literally, every day, going to office, therefore, seems that we are actually going to Swami's institute. You know, we are living still in that golden triangle which Swami beautifully created, that prism which he created for us here, which was the hostel, the institute, and the mandir. We are carrying back that reflection of that prism back in our corporate life, in following the unity in thought, word and deed in everything which we do. On one occasion, Swami also had called us to come to Whitefield as a seva. So we came to the hospital hoping to spend time with the patients, you know, the students from these American multinational. Unfortunately for us, it was the anniversary of the hospital and we did not know that. And we were not permitted to enter the hospital because Swami was coming to the hospital. They completely sealed the hospital. And we sat inside Amish Hall praying to Swami, "Swami, please give us an opportunity. We just want to do some seva." And Swami very beautifully came to us and said, "It is my hospital. I will open it for you." And he sent word. And he opened the hospital and we could spend one full day of seva in the hospital. And this taught me a beautiful lesson that if our intention is there for selfless service, wherever we are, whatever we may be doing, Sai will open the doors. He will just throw open the doors for us so that we can go and engage in Swami's activities. I also recall some of the fantastic lessons, you know, today, whatever each one of us here are is because of the self-reliance activities which has made us truly man-managers. And the greatest achievement for me is not my national international awards. The greatest achievement for me as a Sai student, and I say this humbly, is not even being in the bhajan group. The greatest achievement is I could be part of the kitchen serving group. Day after day, it is a very difficult challenge on the lighter side. To stand between 600 to 1000 boys and very good food which Swami is providing us and to be serving that food is really a challenge. It requires a great management skill. And when we used to do this seva, our teacher used to tell us, "Boys, you will never go hungry wherever you go in the world. Remember, for this seva, Swami will never starve you." And till date, I have traveled to over 25 countries. I am never short of finding the right food. Even without me asking, there is always a Sai alumni or devotee who make sure that, you know, pure sattvic food is provided. But more importantly, during one of my assignments abroad in the Middle East, when I joined this company as a CXO, the chairman of the company told me that I would be on the board of two of the companies if I passed his test. And I said, "What is this? This sounds like Swami's test is my taste." And in the meeting he told me, "The task is very simple, Karthik. You will have to refurbish my kitchen." Now, I have never till date stepped into my own home kitchen apart from Swami's hostel kitchen. It was a humongous challenge. I was wondering, why is Swami putting me through this? And then monkey mind started playing. And I remembered once Swami looked at me and said, "Pichi pichi mad monkey, control your monkey mind." Right? So I said, "Okay, let me not let the monkey mind go. Give up the ego. Let me do what the chairman says." So I went to the kitchen. It took 1 month to order all the equipment. It took 1 month to get the right vendors. At the end of this project, this was the first thing I did in Dubai. End of the project, I see in the kitchen a Bangladeshi cook and he reminded me of some of the support staff in the hostel. And as all, any of our alumni brothers would have done, I went to him, I saw him crying. He said, "Sir, chai piyenge, will you have some tea?" And he lovingly gave me a glass of tea. He said, "8 years I am in this villa number one in Dubai, which is the Golden Palace of Dubai, as a prisoner. My immigration status is illegal. I'm not allowed to leave this. This is where I think I'm going to die." He said, "Can you please help me?" And at that time, it struck me, why Swami gave me the training first in the hostel kitchen on serving food. And I went back to the chairman. I said, "Sir, your project is more than complete, delivered before time." And he said, "What do you want? Can I put you on the board of two more companies?" I said, "I only have one request. Can we legalize the immigration status of this worker?" And the joy which that worker had once his immigration status was legalized, I think that is something which will give so much of satisfaction internally to me, more than any achievement which Swami gives to us in our corporate life. I also remember, lastly, one very touching experience. You know, we always think, Swami once told me, singing is a chance. Chanting Vedam is a chance. Everything I am giving you is a chance. So one of my classmates in MBA, I remembered, he was seated at the back of the bhajan hall, and I met him again 2 months back in the Middle East. He was narrating this again to me. He thought, "Swami, I cannot sing, Swami. Swami, I cannot chant Vedam, Swami. I don't know to dance, Swami. I cannot act in dramas. I don't think there is any worth in this life." And he said, "Swami, the only place I should go is Nirvana state, Moksha. Please give me Moksha, Swami." And as Swami's will, Swami got down from the Simhasan and came right from the front to the back where this boy was sitting. Came in the middle of the carpet. Correctly, when Swami came there, an elderly lady, devotee on the other side, she started telling Swami, "Swami, mujhe moksh do, Swami, mujhe moksh do." This poor student thought, even here I have competition. I thought in moksha at least I will not have competition. And then what Swami said was beautiful. This brother told me, Swami lifted his rope. He said, Moksha, Abhi Lelo. Take it right now. I'm ready to give. Abhi Lelo, Abhi Dera Sai. Take Moksha. That is our Lord. He's ready to give us the highest. He's ready to instantly give us, in this instant age of technology and liberation, He's ready to give us everything. Our duty, I think, is only not to do lip service. I tell this to myself, and I'm reminded of one Zen story where the master used to lecture every day, and the disciple used to follow the master after the lecture, stand on the terrace and tell everybody, this is what my master said, this is what my master said. One day the Zen master called him and said, what are you trying to do? No, I'm trying to spread your message. I'm trying to transform the world. The master said, if you want to really transform the world, you practice my teachings. Walk the talk. And with that humble prayer to Swami, that He enables not only me, but enables each one of us seated here, physically, virtually, anywhere in the world, alumni or non-alumni devotees, we all collectively surrender ourselves to Swami, unite in seva, and further Swami's grand mission. Wishing you all a wonderful Happy New Year, and very, very grateful to Bhagavan for having given this opportunity. Sai Ram.
Om Shri Sai Ram. Today is a very special and auspicious day. We are on the threshold of a new year. More importantly, we are on the threshold of a new decade. But most importantly, we are on the threshold of the 95th year of Advent of the avatar of love, the darling of our hearts, the apple of our eyes. It is Bhagwan who makes every moment momentous for us. I remember on one occasion when Swami was showering His love on the students. Overwhelmed by His love, a student got up and told Swami, Swami, I'm ready to die for you, Swami. It was an emotionally charged moment and everybody was silent. In that silence, with a twinkle in His eye, Swami said, Bangaru, my dear, don't die for me, live for me. And as we embark on this journey in the 95th year of Advent, it is time for us to contemplate and think on what it means to live for Swami. As it was beautifully elucidated in yesterday's drama and in the talk and presentation today morning, to live for Swami is to live for love, to live with love, to live in love. And not just loving Swami in the physical frame that we know, that beautiful frame, but loving Swami in every living being, every animal, every bird, every tree, every star, every cosmic dust, to love the cosmic form of Swami every day of the year, every moment of the day. That, in my humble opinion, is what it means to love Swami. And in order to remind us of this, that we can gift Swami a beautiful 95th birthday present, loving everyone, samasta loka sukhino bhavantu, samasta loka sukhino bhavantu, in order to remind us of this, with gratitude to Bhagwan, we have the opportunity to unveil a special 95th birthday, 95th year of Advent logo. And in order, I would like to request Brother Ratnakar, alumnus of the Sri Satya Sai Institute of Higher Learning, trustee of the Sri Satya Sai Central Trust, to kindly unveil the logo to mark the beginning of the 95th year of the Advent of the Avatar of Love. And now, I would request all of you to turn your eyes to the screen to get charged and inspired by a very brief logo unveil video which has been made specially for this occasion. Dear Swami, respected elders, dear brothers and sisters, very thoughtfully this has been made as a 30-second piece so that it can be downloaded from the homepage of Radio Sai and used as a caller tune, as your ringtone. Just imagine any time anybody calls us, any point of time in the day, we are reminded of our goal and prayer towards Bhagwan's 95th birthday. And Swami, on behalf of all your devotees who are present here, I would like to humbly submit that this is just the beginnings, Bhagwan. With your name on our lips, with your form in our eyes, with your love in our heart, we will embark. And starting from the Uttarayanam, we will have many, many special events and occasions that will celebrate 95 years of selfless love. We will also be having a special theme song that will be released in the Uttarayanam. Swami, we pray that every moment of our life, our love should keep growing and growing. Only when our love keeps growing, does our heart feel happy and our lives become worthwhile. Thank you. Jai Sai Ram.
Jai Ganesh Rakshama, 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 संकट हर जय गणेश रक्षमा
Oh, Thank you. Shanti, Shanti, सत्य साई बाबा जी की जय।